Jake Spaulding with you as we've got the Perry LeCompton locker room chat with head coach Mike Paramore of the Perry LeCompton Cause. Perry coming into this season following a 2-7 mark a season ago in the newly formed Big East League, and Coach Paramore is entering his 24th season. Coach, good to talk with you as always, and as I just prefaced, the 24th season, you and I were just talking off air a little bit ago, but where has the time gone, my friend?
Oh yeah, it's been a good place to be. I mean, it's been a great place for my kids to go to school and grow up in and graduate from here and go on and do their thing after high school. And, you know, we found a nice home here and we really like Perry LeCompton, and 24 years has gone fast, but it's been a great 24 years.
174-160, the coaching mark in your tenure here at Perry. Let's talk about the offseason for your squad. A season ago, pretty young as that squad was. And so tell me about how the offseason has been for you with the growing of your team as far as strength and conditioning, but obviously just growing up as well with your squad heading into this season.
Yeah, we returned a lot of guys that saw action on Friday nights last year. And some of them were ready and some of them weren't, but that's just the reality of where we were young, we played a tough schedule, we got beat up a lot, we had some injuries, and you know, no excuses, we didn't get it done. We won two games and we got to be better. I think kids understood that. They came and had a decent off season, and we had a good team camp. We went up to Peru, liked what we did up there, came back and had our own camp and you know, got some things cleaned up, and with the off season going into the preseason practices, liked the energy, attention to detail. Kids are working hard for us. And then down at the Jamboree at Wellsville, felt like we, you know, took another step forward and got a lot we can do to get better, but like where we're at right now.
Yeah, you referenced that Jamboree a week ago and an opportunity for your squad to kind of get some action against an opponent. And how did you feel that Jamboree went with the first time of your kids really enough beating up on each other, you know?
Yeah, it was good to get down. Our energy was good. We played with a high level of enthusiasm, and the kids were excited to get out there and do something different. I think the Jamboree is a great thing. I mean, you used to wait to week one and kind of get a true evaluation because you're just going against your own guys, but now you got to see some others in a controlled situation. And, you know, I thought we did some good things defensively. We got to be a little bit better on some run fits and do a better job in the secondary, making sure we're rolling coverages and doing what we want to do as we make checks. And offensively, you know, it still takes a while for that offensive line to come together and click. But I like the effort. I like the energy. And I'm excited about coming into game one where we're at.
In that Jamboree down at Wellsville, you guys had some good successes. Got to see where you guys were at on the field. Let's talk about the team that you've got coming into this season. Quarterback Garrett Metcalf, and then some dudes in the backfield with him, with Tristan Gordon, as well as Bronson Rush. And on the outside, you got Eli Dean, just to name a few of your key guys. What are the expectations that these guys are seeing as they're coming into this season?
Yeah, it's nice to have them all back. And, you know, they all played a lot of snaps as juniors, and, you know, our guys, we want to get the ball in their hands and let them go do some things. Tristan comes back. He was a first-team all-league kid, and Eli was also the outside receiver. But, you know, we all know we're only as good as we did up front, and we got to be better up front. Last year, didn't do as good a job as we needed to. Got beat up a little bit, played with a lot of different lineups, seemed like a musical chairs type thing going on. But with that, we've got you know, nine guys I feel really comfortable with that can play on the offensive line, and that makes practices good. It makes us better out there, and feel like those guys can all take snaps for us and give our skill guys a chance to go do what they can do.
On the defensive side, a season ago, Coach, about 27 points per game given up. What are you going to attribute this year as far as a focus to try and shore that defensive side up compared to a season ago?
It still comes down to, you know, we got to tackle better. You know, missed tackles last year, and those things just hurt you. When you're fit right and you got a chance to make a play, we got to go finish tackles. Got to do better just overall, just team defense, making sure we run the ball, get guys around the ball. We didn't create turnovers last year either. I mean, we were in a deficit as far as a turnover ratio, and we got to do a better job, see if we can knock the ball loose, maybe go get some picks, because those things are huge momentum swings too. And that's something we weren't very good at last year, you know, getting the ball turned over and, you know, just get off the field on third down, keep being physical. And again, our kids have grown up, so it's going to be fun to play with juniors and seniors.
2024 schedule gets underway on Friday. Let's talk briefly here about the new Big East League, bringing in some new teams as the restructuring of the league. Your first opponent this week is St. Mary's. We'll talk about them in just a minute, but you add the likes of St. Mary's, Rossville, Silver Lake, Riley County to the league. What do you think that does for the league?
Well, I think it's, take two leagues that were already tremendous leagues, and not only in Northeast Kansas, but throughout the state, and the traditions that those high schools bring in, and what those high schools mean to their towns, and the towns come out and support them. So they're a great addition, and now it's just going to make, not only football, but every other sport and activity that our schools do coming together. I think it's the best league, 2A, 3A in the state of Kansas, and it's going to be a lot of fun when it comes time to go, but you better be ready because there's going to be no off night.
Talking with head coach Mike Paramore of the Perry LeCompton Cause. We'll talk about their matchup against St. Mary's coming up after this timeout. Jake Spaulding back with you, speaking with head coach Mike Paramore of the Perry LeCompton Cause here on the Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chats. And, coach, you guys get your season kicked off on Friday against the St. Mary's Bears. First game of the season, and a season a year ago for St. Mary's. They went deep into the postseason, a 7-3 mark, and they're returning a few key guys from that roster, including quarterback Brady Herla, who threw for over 1,200 yards a season ago and 14 touchdowns. When you look at it, at an opponent like this, you've had plenty of time of preparation for this first game of the year. What are you expecting on Friday night on how you can, try to slow down Herla and then also his outside targets with a guy like Howie Rizak?
Good start for us. I mean, you talk about a good football team, and we alluded to it earlier about the Big East. You got to be ready every night to play, and for us jumping in with them and having played them, it's been quite a while. We played them in a playoff game several years ago, but they made a nice deep run last year in the playoffs. They got some talented skill guys. Obviously, Herla makes them go. He's a dual threat quarterback, so that presents a lot of problems to us from a defensive standpoint. We've got to honor both things, and he's got some guys that they can spin it out to. They get a big physical group up front that they can get behind and run. So, for us defensively, we got to just make sure we're physical, we're assignment sound, make sure on our run fits, make sure over the top that we keep everything in front of us, because he can put it on the spot. He's a good player, so it's a great challenge for us defensively to see if we can slow them down.
And when you're looking at your offensive side of it, you mentioned the size of St. Mary's. They've got some dudes that can pose a factor size wise. What is you're looking like from the offensive side of things to put the pressure on that defense as you kick off your first game of the season on the road?
Yeah, we need to try to see if we can be balanced and see if we can stretch the field a little bit and get those big guys running a little bit, maybe sideline to sideline, and see if we can get our outside game going, quick passing game going, and put some pressure on them that way, and see if we can create some cracks and get a box that's maybe more favorable to run. They're a good football team, and it's going to be a tough test for us over there going to play.
Tell me a little bit about how, when you begin the season, does it mean something to start a season on the road compared to at home? Does that matter from a coach's perspective?
There's some factor, and we talk about our kids. We're going to go play. Football fields all look the same, and you got to take care of business whether you're at home. Staying focused because the routine's a little different than it is on the road. But it's kind of a fun part about going on the road because you're packing together on the bus, and it's just you, and there's not as many distractions that you are if you're at home and there's stuff still going on, and you're there at the school and there's other activities still happening. So it's kind of fun to go on the road together because you just kind of tighten the circle a little bit, and it's just us, and we can lock in on that and go play. But it does provide a challenge. You got to go into a different environment and get ready to go. So we're ready for it.
Schedule definitely doesn't look much easier from a season ago, coach. You start off on the road at St. Mary's, then to Sabetha, home against Silver Lake before you go to Holton. I wish you nothing but the best of luck and good health this season, and I look forward to chatting with you every single week here on the Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time. We're looking forward to it.
Head coach Mike Paramore of the Perry LeCompton Cause, the Cause Locker Room Chat here on 103.9 KNZA, proudly presented by Heinen Repair and the First State Bank in Perry.